Welcome everybody to another episode of Web Falcon, in which you get the latest news in web development. Hello everybody, and for this week we're going to have Chrome with a new version. We also have a new vulnerability from Spectre, and we have a new library from Netflix, and cognitive machine learning tools from Microsoft. There's also Parcel. Chrome ships with version 68. This includes the incredible feature of eager loading. If you didn't listen to the previous podcast, eager loading allows you to preview an expression that you make in the console. So for example, if you start typing an array and then you want to sort it and you type .sort, you're going to see the result below on the console without actually executing it. You can see it's more of a preview of what the console is going to give you. You can enable it if you go to the gear icon in the console and select eager loading. It's a pretty sweet new addition for the Google Chrome. New vulnerabilities from Spectre were disclosed, namely Spectre version 1.1 and 1.2. These do the same things as the previous Spectre version, in which basically the processor, in layman terms, have some sort of predictable capabilities each time that you're typing or using your computer. The processor kind of predicts what you're trying to do, and it saves a bunch of time and improves the performance of all your tasks considerably. This new variant of the Spectre uses a different mechanism to exploit the same vulnerability that happened earlier this year. If you didn't know about these vulnerabilities, this actually impacted all microprocessors from Intel and AMD. Basically, it allowed if the attacker was clever enough to leak private data. This happened earlier in the year, and it got patched quickly. Or not actually, it was not that fast. To be honest, the problem was that it had some performance considerations, and it impacted, in some occasions, even games got pretty much hit by this new patch. Google Chrome was announcing that, or the Chrome developer team was announcing that this was going to have around a 10% of RAM increase in the current Chrome. Now, for those of you who love testing, which everybody should do, at least not because you love it, but because you have to. It helps a lot with regressions, and if you do not know what is a regression, it's basically that you have some sort of feature working, and then that feature, you made some change, everything broke, and it's not working anymore. That's a regression. Usually, unit tests, integration testing, and different types of testing in your web applications or in any type of software application can help you mitigate those problems. And for those of you who've had problems mitigating or testing HTTP endpoints, which basically means that whenever you're using Fetch, AXXHR, or something that connects to a remote server or even your own server, you can mock or basically fake the connection with a new Netflix library called Polly, Polly.js. It's spelled P of Peter, O-L-L-Y. .js, and it's completely library and framework agnostic, so you can just drop it into Mocha, Chai, or any of your preferred testing frameworks such as Jasmine. You can also use async and await, and or the promise syntax, whichever you prefer, and it's going to help a lot on when it comes to testing all those endpoints. If you didn't know about it, Microsoft, Google, and many other big companies hold a yearly conference in which they showcase only to developers, or mostly targeted to developers, the new features that they've been working on. Microsoft, back in May, they had what they call the Build Conference, in which they had more than 70 presentations. It was crazy. Their YouTube channel just filled with all the lectures and workshops, but all their presentations of new products. And one of the things that they've been teaching a lot or trying to get things out is the Cognitive Machine Learning series in Azure. And this is going to be a surprise for everybody. This is basically speech recognition, image detection, and all this fancy stuff that most people thought that we were not going to enable this state-of-the-art level in many years to come. They were, thanks to deep learning and neural networks, we've been able to achieve, and the massive amount of data that we've been able to generate, we've been able to achieve almost or even better than human level performance in some tasks. And this is something quite interesting because I was trying it over the last 2 days, and guys, I am surprised. The speech to text, which was so imperfect, Microsoft has it so darn good. I'm a native Spanish speaker, and even with my slangy Spanish that I speak, it was able to speak all types of accent, types of dialect when it comes to their supported languages, which they have. I think it was like English, Spanish, German, and a couple more, but it was darn precise. And the speed in which it was doing it, it was faster than a captionist, like a really fast captionist doing it. So it was less than, 3 seconds? I would say 2 seconds stop. And Microsoft also has this really good translation from Bing. If you type translator.microsoft.com, by the way, they did not sponsor this. I'm just saying in a review from what I've gathered. Translator.microsoft.com, you can literally speak through the microphone, and that thing is going to translate in real time to multiple languages in text. And I think they do support a text-to-speech version, which basically you start talking, and then it automatically translates and speaks out whatever you said in the other language. You have to check it out. Translator.microsoft.com, and you can type in Google or in Bing. The Cognitive Machine Learning from Microsoft. I'll also talk about Google's version, which I also tried, and it's super good. I would say that it's better than Microsoft when it comes to understanding mathematical equations, because it does adapt it when with carrots, forward slashes, pounds, plus signs, negative signs, like basic arithmetic, it does cover it. I'll talk more about my experience later in next podcasts. Now, to end this podcast, I want to share with you something called some of the things that you got to watch for. If you've been using Webpack for a long time, don't worry about it. It's still relevant. It's still being used a lot. And they have super powerful plans for the next versions of Webpack. There's one alternative to Webpack that I would recommend you to check it out. And it's called Parcel. Parcel versus Webpack is another module bundler, but the big advantage is that there's no configuration involved. With the recent version of Webpack 4, Webpack helped a lot because for the first time ever, you didn't need to have a configuration file for it to use it. But this time, Parcel, it's like nothing. You don't need anything. It's going to do hot module replacement, bundling all your files, minification, CSS, SAS, everything all together just by running parcel index.html. It's automatically going to fetch your index.js file, do all the bundling, do all the minification for you, and it supports a bunch of loaders. It even works with PUG or Jade and a lot of cool stuff. If you love this podcast, hit like and subscribe. One last thing, there's an Alexa skill called Web Developer that I've been working on. You can get it in getwebdeveloper.app, which basically goes for the latest news, technologies, and it even has some recommended videos from that are translated as podcasts from all these great sources, from YouTube, InfoQ, Smashing Magazine, that I personally curate in order for you to get up to date with all this madness that comes with web development. A Google Action is also coming soon. That's going to be available for Google Home and all Android devices that support Google Assistant. They'll see you in the few ones.